say your name so that everybody can
hear. You say my name.
Mrs. Kishori Devi Dasi, and she cooked for Srila Prabhupada in the early 70s for years here in Vrindavan and in Mumbai. And her husband was the architect who built Krishna Balaram Mandir and the guest house and Bombay. And she has many intimate pastimes to share of her pleasing Srila Prabhupada by her service, and also so many other things that she was privy to.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much to give me opportunity to serve Srila Prabhupada today in giving you a remembering of him and get him to know him in a different way also. So I am very much benefiting of your mercy like this. Thank you.
Maybe I start from when I may do the first verses.
Well, I will yeah,
and the opening of the temple.
Yeah.
Because it was a big thing for
very
me.
Very big thing.
No, but terrible.
Okay. So when Yamuna Devi Dasi left Vrindavan, she had already and please excuse my English, it's not good.
Oh no, I
can't. She really needs a lavalier clip because she's French and she talks with her hands.
Okay. So
right?
She had already made the deities and some paraphernalia, plates, and so many paraphernalia. She worked very hard for that. But she had to leave Vrindavan. And so there was no clothes and no, some mukus, but not much of jewelry. I mean, all these things. So Srila Prabhupada told me to do it. And he took in, and for a while he had no cook. Then he told Satchwaru Maharaj that I could cook and take care of his quarter. So that was started. But before that I had met Srila Prabhupada for initiation and for different things. But today I will tell you something of Vrindavan. So okay. So the construction work was very, very intense. My husband had to work so hard, sometimes 18 hours, take care of everything. Everybody was trying to cheat, and Prabhupada was did not accept that and was giving much pressure. It was an intense work. So I had to make the first dresses for the deities, and I took it very rapidly. There was one book called Hari Bhakti Vilas, but I could not read it. I was not allowed to read it, because at that time Srila Prabhupada wanted most of us not to read any books which was not written by himself. Many of us will not even dare to try to read one book of his spiritual master, because I had the feeling that I would go over his head. So I was very wondering. I knew that in this Hari Bhakti Vilas there were so many details. How Srimati Radharani is dressed on Goloka Vrindavan, how Krishna is dressed, and all the mood of Vrindavan. And I wanted so much to take To get information, because I had no information otherwise. So I thought, all right, I am not allowed to read this book, so I'm going to go to my good friend, Bagaji, Vishwambar Dayal Lal, a friend of Srila Prabhupada, but who was seeing Srila Prabhupada as his more than anybody else that he had met. He always used to tell me, oh, but Prabhupada is something else, is something else. You don't find it nowhere. He's there. So, but they had a friendly mood. He was not initiated by Srila Prabhupada. So I went to him and I said, Bhagatji, I have a big problem. I want to, you know, I was a bit innocent. We were all innocent. We just want to serve. And we only see the service. Prabhupada was extremely intensive about service. We had to work very, very hard. So I told Bhagatji, I have a big problem. I cannot read this book because I am not advanced enough. I am not allowed to. But there is so many information about Radha and Krishna. How is it dressed? And I have to make all these dresses and I want them to be conform.
You're spiritually correct.
Yes. So I said, I cannot read it. So you read it to me. And so I had no problem. If you read it to me, it was okay. So, of course, immediately he started to read to me. And I got so many information that when Srimati Radharani was going through the forest, the Meena birds was talking and telling Krishna, Krishna, and so many things and colors of their dresses. And I went deep, deep too. So, then I got the ideas. No, nobody had done that before. I got the ideas, and to start to have birds and all flowers made like the mukus, Salma embroidery, like this. But then I had a second problem. At that time, there was mostly Muslim doing this kind of embroidery. So we had a couturier, a tailor, and he was a brahmana, this tailor, and he was only working for the deities in Vrindavan. He don't want to make any other dresses. And he was already starting so in Bhagatji house, and he was paka. So then I convinced Bhagatji to take some Muslim in his yard with their table to embroider Krishna's dress, because there was no other person. That was before I started with Ashok to do it. I didn't know Ashok at the time. So it made a big, big story. So they came, and they are very shy, actually. So they came inside, and the tailor, he screamed, and he jumped on his sewing machine. This is not possible, what you are doing. And he was so mad. So he went very proudly. Then Bhagatji had to go to meet him, and he came back. So there was two parts, a Muslim part serving Krishna, and a Hindu, a Brijbasi. I don't know actually if Muslims are Brijbasi or not. They're born in Brijbas, in Vraj.
Dogs are bridge
bossy. Yes. So I was seeing it like this. They're all serving Krishna. So so then actually later on Bhagatji got beaten for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they came, he had no fence, nothing. And I came one morning, and he was bruised and everything. He was old. And he just said, he was a brief bassist, so he just said, oh, Radharani came and beat me last night. So actually, all the some Goswami had sent this, like that. Okay. So then the dresses was made, and it was more deep and more deep to see how the, it was nice. So one day everything was finished, so I put it in a bundle, and I came in Srila Prabhupada's room, and I said, Srila Prabhupada, just a bundle. Now I'm going to show you all the dresses which have been made, that I made for Krishna, Radha and Krishna, and all the deities. So I show the dresses one by one, and Srila Prabhupada liked it very much. And I told him about the book that I could not read, so I did not read it, but I guess he read it to me. So Prabhupada went like this. And at the end, he said very nicely, very sweetly, he said, all these dresses have been made in Vaikuntha. So I was very happy. But then he called me, he said, Kishore, come here. So now, you should make it all yourself. All. So it means that we have to learn. It should be known that Srila Prabhupada, he wanted us to do everything for the deity, as much as possible, especially the dresses. So he told it 2 times. All right. So then the opening was coming. And now I'm going to tell you, to show you, how Ojojwi was working very hard. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada will give the fruit of that work, and sometimes not at all. So the day of the opening was coming. So the day before, I went to Jayatirtha. He had come with a bunch of devotees, ladies, and he came to be the chef pujari for the day of the opening. So there was one dress that we had decided with Srila Prabhupada that it would be for the day of the opening. It was my favorite. And Srila Prabhupada agreed that it was very beautiful. So I went to Jayatirtha in the temple. Actually, it was on the altar. Deities was not yet installed. And so I came and I said, so this is the dress for you to put on the opening of the temple. Srila Prabhupada liked it very much. I think he did not hear that, because he looked at the dress and he said, wow, it's so kitsch. So I got so hurt. Kitsch. I don't even know what it means still today. But it feels no good. Like it's ugly.
You know, it's like a Yiddish term.
Yeah. So actually this dress was of different colors, with frills.
It's almost like kacha. Kitsch.
So I said, but Srila Prabhupada liked it very much. Then he started to be very tough on me. He said, listen, who is the chief pujari here? You or me? I said, you. So he said, so I will decide. So I was starting to be very disturbed and pained. So then there was another thing. Under the temple, I had asked Surabhi to make a nice room with many cupboards and drawers and everything, and we will put all the jewelry, the mukut and all that. And I wanted so much to do that. Ladies like that. Mm-hmm. To arrange all the things. But I was thinking, no, I should not do it, actually. I should wait for all the girls which will come with Jaya Tirtha. So we can do it together. Krishna will be more happy and they will enjoy also the service. So the next morning, I came to the door. I will not tell her name. I will tell you.
Luli. Oh, yes.
So she opened the door. I knocked at the door. So I had waited for so long to do that. I knock at the door. You can let Parvati up there. Not you. So I knock at the door, and that devotee, very nice devotee, yeah, but not that dear to me. She opened the door a little like this. I said, Prabhu, so I am coming to show you everything, because I had arranged everything. I'm going to show you everything, how we can put everything, you know, and what we have to put on Krishna today. I try again. So she opened like this and she said, it's all right, Prabhu, we don't need your service anymore, we are okay. She closed the door. And I had been waiting months and months for that day. So actually I became bitter, not happy at all with Krishna and Balaram. What are you doing to me? What is this? And I ran to my place. I had a little room only next to the temple. Madame Arsi Maya, a little bit farther than Bagaji. And I ran in my room and I pushed the cupboard in front of my door and I say, I am not going to the opening. This is terrible. It is what's happening, you know? And I was mourning like that. But then, maybe 15 minutes later, I heard, bang, bang, bang. What is this? I cannot come in. That was Surabhi. So I said, no, you can't. What are you doing? Why are you not at the opening? Then I start to tell him the story through the cupboard and the door. He said, you nonsense. Open this door immediately. This is nothing. You're going to see what happened to me. So I pushed the cupboard and I opened the door. And he pushed me like this and he go in. At that time, it was only a religion of service, you know. Nothing else. Nothing else. So he pushed me, and I see he's going to the cupboard and he's packing. I said, what are you doing? He said, you are crying with your little things of arranging jewelry and everything. But you know what Prabhupada is telling me now? I cannot even be at the opening. You know, completely. Srila Prabhupada just called me and he told me, pack up, take the first bus, the first train for Bombay, and start to do juhu now.
Oh my goodness, to build juhu.
And I almost fainted, because I was thinking in my little brain, not for position, because I never, see position or that. But it was natural in my pea brain that we would be in Vrindavan forever with this temple and taking care of it. And you will be the president. So I was completely amazed. And then Swabi, he said, so are you coming to Bombay with me now? Or are you going to stay in here? I said, I don't know anymore. I don't know what's happening. And he said, so, just go to the opening now. So I went in the temple room, and I stand to the Krishna Balaram. They was already installed. I could not see it. And I was like this, and I start to look at Srila Prabhupada, and catch his eyes, and show him how I was not happy. Like this, and I would not move like this, and I hold like that. And then Srila Prabhupada actually he catch my eyes. And his eyes, it's very strange what happened, became two big windows like this. It was incredible. And I saw like a highway in his eyes. I was not taking drugs. Huh? Actually, I never took drugs in my whole life. So it was like a highway, very fast. I was like this, and Prabhupada, he stared at me like this. And he said, very strong, dance now, dance, like this. So that was my opening. And then later on, I realized that sometimes it seems that we don't get anything of the service we do. Actually, we don't want anything, but somehow or other, behind, there is some demand that we don't even know. So it was a wonderful teaching of Krishna and Balaram and Srila Prabhupada. So.
Real self-help.
Yeah. It was tough.
Yeah.
So, okay. Okay, I am in the tough scene, so...
You're into tough love here.
After I will make you laugh, maybe. Yes, because Srila Prabhupada was so much humor, so much teasing, always teasing. So I will tell you my other story from Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada was... because I get so close like this every day. So I told it with the ladies, but it is true. It's only now that I realize that. But I was doing the breakfast. After I was doing the lunch, between I was cleaning a little bit. And then I was giving the food juice and the fruit. And sometime when I had the big luck that Arisori would not...
It interferes with her talking. She can't talk without her hands.
Yes, I can. Okay, tell me.
I think you can.
So then, sometimes Arisori, his servant, will sleep between the darshan room and the sleeping room, and I will say, Arisori, but very soft, huh? So we don't wake up. Please wake up. So you can put the sandal on Srila Prabhupada's forehead. But actually, I didn't want him to wake up. I wanted to do it myself.
Oh.
So most of the time, I put sandal with a rose on over Srila Prabhupada's forehead. And after that, I will sit in his room the whole afternoon. So many things was happening. After we had the darshan, construction darshan, so I make some sweet, very sweet construction darshan. We were few. It was very intimate with Srila Prabhupada. Actually, it's like he manifested this temple is something very special. He was so heartedly into it. When he was here, he was like the president, the accountant, the chief engineer, everything. He checked everything. That's how I received it. And after that, there was a last darshan with Bhagavad, his friend, around 10 o'clock, like this. 9, 10, it depends. So it was a lot. And because I was living this, for a long time I did not realize, you know, like this. So everything had to be in time with Srila Prabhupada, and he was so controlled on everything. Like one day, I was boiling his milk, and he asked me precisely to boil the milk 3 times, and he showed me so the time. And one morning, he called me, he said, you know, last night, you did not boil my milk 3 times, enough. Because in the night, I had to stand up and pass water. I was so, he was so controlled on everything that he was doing. So, and we had to be very much in time, always. So, in Vrindavan, nothing, you know, we are Westerners, so we are used to always have new things, new things, new things. In Vrindavan at that time, there was no new things, never. Except that one day, I noticed in the bazaar, when I was buying vegetables, that the man who was doing the fruit juice had a machine with a hand. I never noticed it, and I think it was new. I remember he hadn't called me to show. Before he was pressing. There was no much use who was pressed. And I was totally enamored with that machine. And sometimes I'm very stupid. You will see how Prabhupada called me. And I thought, wow, this is a perfect machine to do Prabhupada orange juice. It will be much tastier. If I made it with this machine, then pressing with my hand, I was pressing not with this, with my hand actually. So I decided that for the afternoon, I will come with a glass and I will press the orange juice with that new machine, thinking it will be tester. Tester? Stupid. So I went and I took a glass, but I don't take a cover to put over the glass. And it took longer than I thought. So I came back and I took a rickshaw. And you remember, Prabhupada didn't want us to take rickshaw to go to Lok Bazaar because it was costing 25 pesa. And Srila Prabhupada said, this is public money. Your legs are free. So I disobeyed. I took the rickshaw to come back. And I was in the rickshaw and the juice was jumping out, and I started to think that it's complicated what I did. And I was sure it was late, but I had no watch, nothing. So from far, I saw this Harikesh. And Harikesh was extremely, how do you call?
Animated.
Huh?
Animated, excited.
Yeah. And I was seeing him jumping and looking like this, and then he started to scream. Akishori, you are finished. Prabhupada is going to kill you. And my thought was, he said, you don't go to give him anything. He doesn't want. You are late. You are 5 minutes late. Your spiritual life is finished now. And I was just jumping out the rickshaw and not trying to listen to him and still going in the kitchen. Don't do it. Don't go there. You are finished. And still, I make everything and I went to Srila Prabhupada. So in Srila Prabhupada, there was Gopal Krishna Maharaj, there was Bhavananda, there was a maximum of GBC and sannyasi. Sitting with our dandas like this. So I came and I gave Srila Prabhupada his plate and I gave him his garland and I gave him his chandal. So Srila Prabhupada, after that, he looked at me and he said in a strong voice, where have you been? Why have you been late? So I was standing, you know, where Srila Prabhupada's cushions are, where he sits. So I was just on the between the cheminée and that, standing. And above him there is a tableau, painting. Okay. So, I said, Srila Prabhupada, I have been to the market. He said, you have been to the market? Why? I said, Srila Prabhupada, the fruit juice man, he has such a nice machine to make fruit juice that I thought he would like it better and he would be tastier if I made it there. Then Srila Prabhupada looked astonished by my stupidity and he said, don't you know that everything is rotten from the market? I don't want anything from the market. Nothing I want from this market. Don't you know that? Everything is rotten, what you get in the market. Made, you know. So then, instead of not saying anything back, I try. Actually, I argue, but I didn't know that I was arguing. So I said, but Srila Prabhupada, I did it because I was thinking that it would be nicer done, these shoes, for you. Then Prabhupada was like this. And he looked to the big man there and he showed me like this. After he turned to me, he said, je suis this fool. Just look at this fool. And Prabhupada was always sweet with me. I thought I was going to consume it. But then he doesn't stop. He said, just see such a fool trying to think. He's trying to think. And he went like this. So I tried to make myself. I had my, like that, and I, because like tears would be able to come like a phone, and I didn't want. So I start to look at the picture, and stare like this, you know. And Prabhupada was continuing. Such a fool trying to think. Do you know a fool like her thinking? Don't think. He told me. And I don't want any more my plate in the afternoon. Just go. So he killed me, because I was so attached to any service I could do all day. But Srila Prabhupada, actually, I don't know, it's incredible, because I was always demanding for Srila Prabhupada affection, look, call. I was totally in love with him. Totally. Fatherly in love. So, but too different than a normal father. So, I always wanted to be under his control. Totally. So something happened incredible that day. He totally satisfied my heart that day. After doing this to me, I was at the door going. Actually, I could not think. That's true. He told me, don't think. I had no brain, nothing anymore. But then he said, Fishery, come here. So I came back, said, don't do anything from today without asking me. Anything, nothing, not even go to the market. So I was so happy that I was totally dependent of Srila Prabhupada. Because you see, we had only bond of love with our spiritual master at that time. Very, very hard work. Sometimes not so much time to read. New devotees, everything. So Srila Prabhupada was adjusting everything by law. It's the only thing. One day, I had an experience. that I had been giving him his meal, and I was going a little back like this, and then suddenly it came a big wave of love. I cannot say anything else. He was not talking, he was looking at me. And like a big wave came in me. And the first thing which came to my mind, no one ever loved me in this world before. Not even my father and my mother. But you see, the incredible thing, it was that this whole feeling and thought was not diminishing my father and my mother, who loved me very much. No, it's just that no one has the real love in this material world. So everything came like a pack like this. And I got all warm like this. And this love. And the Prabhupada Guru said nothing. I have to leave, go back in the kitchen. And it was like this, you know, yeah. I have something else which is more. I don't know, it's like, you want?
Yeah?
Yeah? So, I was telling at the Vaishnavi stories where I was lying to Srila Prabhupada and tried to trick him in order to do some service. It was very funny. Maybe if I get to talk a little more, I will tell those stories again later. So two times. But Srila Prabhupada actually, he tricked me. Because my life, how can I say? The life was, embarrassed me totally.
But they were always intended for the pleasure of Prabhupada.
Oh, always, of course. Of course. And that I don't miss a service. So it was always, it was on the, you know how to do this? Yes, Srila Prabhupada, I didn't know. And then I had to do it immediately, and I didn't know how to do it, or stuff like this. So, for the third time, so two times before, I saw that I should not do that anymore, because Prabhupada can ask me, okay, show me this, what you have, and I did not have. Thinking I will get it the next day. So that day, I was passing through a little place in his courtyard, like this, and Srila Prabhupada in interchambre, I don't know what to say, between the darshan room and the bedroom, yeah. So Srila Prabhupada called me, Kishore, come. And Harisori was sitting there. So this is very amazing what happened. So, Srila Prabhupada was smiling very much. So I go on I offer my obeisances and I stand on my knee. There, quite close to him, he had a little table, little pillow, and like I was there, and he was there. And so he was next to me. I tell you the details because it's part of it. And Srila Prabhupada, he showed me vegetables which are hanging from trees that you put in dal. But I saw drumstick. So I was seeing these big things hanging from the trees, but I had no idea of what it was. So Srila Prabhupada told me, one man gave me this. Do you know how to cook them? No, Srila Prabhupada. You know, you understand why. No, Srila Prabhupada. No. So, Srila Prabhupada says, so I'm going to show you how to peel them, and then you will put it in my dal. So, Srila Prabhupada, he had very beautiful arms, hands, say everything, and when we remember him, he was glowing, golden, something very unique around him, rays, like rays.
Yeah, effulgence.
Yeah, yeah, We will feel it, heaven. And we will be, like I was a fly, but I will become a bee, and he was honey when I was... Huh?
Exactly.
We could die for him. We would want to do everything. If he put his finger like this, I think we would all put our fingers like
yeah.
this.
There was a lot
try to walk like,
there was a lot of people that did this, everything
yeah.
they imitated. A lot
yes.
of imitation, Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah. Like a child imitates his father,
he would
but
clear
it was.
Throat, drink
yeah, everything.
Glass, you know.
Yeah. Actually, Samasundara, in the beginning, Prabhupada had some sniff.
Yes,
you call?
Yes, yes, yes.
No?
Yes.
Because to clear like this, and Samasundara, we certainly had done this before with something else.
Right.
At that time, the whole day, when he could, he was sitting, doing like this, like Srila Prabhupada, he had this nerve stuff and all the time. And Malati will tell him, can you stop? Well, but Prabhupada said it's very good to clear the mind. So to come back to that day. So Srila Prabhupada, he had his knee like this on the little table, and he took that vegetable, and he started to cut it. But I don't know what happened. It was like a game. Just like a game. Because he cut one part, holding this, and he go like this, and with a thread. Then he turn it, and then he turn it again. And every time he turn, he look at me with a huge smile like this. I was totally... And suddenly, so he catch my eyes. I was, you know, eyes to eyes. And suddenly, he start to laugh. But éclaté de rire. How would we say éclaté de rire?
Bursting into laughter.
A big laughter. And then, it's true, he took me out of my body and he pressed me soul to soul. I was not in my body. I was pressed again, his soul. And it was like, I can't say like 7-up bubble. Like the body.
Mm-hmm.
It was like little bubbles, fizzy, mm-hmm. and all warm like this. And it was very short because I was there. He was bursting laughing, and me, I went into the laughing. So I was bursting laughing also with him.
Mm-hmm.
Eyes to eyes like this, and gone. But then I thought, oh, my spiritual master. So that was finished.
Mm-hmm.
And I put my head like this. And I look at Srila Prabhupada. He said, so go to cook it now. And never we talk about again. Never. So because of all these things, I don't know if maybe I can take, is there I can take some advice. I was thinking to make my book a bit a different way because so many things happen and so many things he didn't know, I don't tell him, or he don't tell me what happened. I wanted to make my book like I will speak to Srila Prabhupada that day I came and you did and that. Srila Prabhupada, you did like this. I don't know what, you know? What do you think?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I feel like this.
The conversation with Srila
yeah.
Prabhupada.
Yeah.
Wow.
And asking him, it happened like this, but you never told me what it was.
Yeah.
I still wondering, I hope to meet you soon,
yeah.
so I can understand.
Wow, that's beautiful.
You think so?
Really beautiful. What do you think? Isn't that beautiful? Really touching.
Because I'm shy to do the book different way. That
no, but that's a very personal
yeah.
approach.
And the men, they think it's okay. The men.
He wants to know if the men think it's okay to write in the first place.
Conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it okay?
She said dialogue is more engaging for the reader. It pulls them in.
Okay. So you see the love power of Srila Prabhupada. It was emanating. He had not to talk even. Actually, I tell you something very nice. One evening, it was a darshan with his friend Bhagati, Srila Prabhupada and myself. I mean, I was the little servant and the mopping lady and like that. But it happened I was there. So Bhagavad told Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, what is going to happen when you will leave this world? Who is going to be the next? So Srila Prabhupada, he was reflecting like this. Then he said, Bhagavad, there is so many stars at night in the sky. So many stars. But when the moon is coming, everyone can see the moon. So in that way, when that moon will be rising, everyone will see that moon. That's what he said. That's very...
Wow,
yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That needs to be out there. Mm.
So, Srila Prabhupada was very teasing, yeah? Very much. So, you know, Pishima was his sister. And so many things happened between Pishima and me and Pishima and Prabhupada. So, one day, you see how teasing was Srila Prabhupada. One day Pishima, she came, she was not talking English. So she came in the room, and it happened that he was with the sannyasis and GBC in meeting. And she came, and she pushed everyone, if you remember. And Prabhupada, he had this cunning little look, like a young boy. And he said to the man, "Je suis this fatty one. Je suis how fatty he is." So everyone was like this. And Prabhupada laughed, so everyone laughed. And Pishima, she sit, you know, like this. She look at everybody. And she sees them laughing, so she starts to laugh. So Prabhupada said, "This fatty one, she tells me," and he was going like this, "she tells me that she never eat. Do you know someone fatty as her who doesn't eat?" And everybody was laughing, and Pishima was laughing so much, looking at everyone and laughing, like this. And Pishima was very, very great lady. One evening, Srila Prabhupada told us, I used to go to... Srila Prabhupada had a very beautiful language with his sister, with everyone, with his family, like this. So, Prabhupada said, I was many times going to my sister's house. So one evening, I came to my sister's house, and she received me. She made me sitting, and I said to her, "My dear sister." So they were talking like this between themselves, so respectfully. And so beautifully. "My dear sister, your husband, I can see that your husband is not here. I would have liked to meet him when he will be coming." So Pishima will, Prabhupada speaking now, Pishima will say, "My dear brother,
my husband is not come yet because he's very busy. He's working very hard for us. He will come soon. So Srila Prabhupada was saying, 1 hour passes, 2 hours passes, but her husband will not show up. My dear sister is becoming very late. How come your husband is not showing up? My dear brother, he is so busy. So like Srila Prabhupada says, so like this, hours was going. I knew very well that her husband would not come that night and that he was doing nonsense somewhere else. Sometime he will not come even for 1 month. But my sister, she was such a chaste lady that she would never dare to say anything wrong about her husband. So in that way, her husband, some years passes, and her husband became sick, and he became more sick. So she had to stay home, and she took such nice care of him that at the end, he was chanting all the time, and he went back home, back to Godhead, by his sattvic. Yeah. Yeah. Prabhupada was saying many nice stories of when he was young. Prabhupada said one time also, when I was young, I was very much in love with one girl. So we all went like this. And she, not disturbed, Srila Prabhupada said, but my father, he disagreed. So, I loved so much my father. I had so much faith in my father that I trusted him completely. And I gave up that love. And I married the lady that he gave me. And I was so lucky. Krishna saved me because I was never in love with my wife. In that same type of story, Prabhupada said one day, I was taking the train, I think it was from Calcutta to Mayapur. He said, I was in the train and there was one seat empty next to me. And there was one man, there was also one seat empty next to him. He said, at the next station, one prostitute came in the train. So, that day Krishna saved me. Because that prostitute, she did not sit next to me. She sat next to the man in front of me. And the next station, she went down with that man. So then Prabhupada said again, that day Krishna saved me. Like this. Was, Srila Prabhupada was showing so humble. One time actually, one devotee, very, actually crazy. Later on, Prabhupada was saying he's crazy. He was so arrogant. First of all, when he came, you know, Sharana Ravindam, who was very bad later on. So, English. So he came in Srila Prabhupada's room, and it happened that I was there doing some cleaning for Srila Prabhupada. And he came like this. Oh, Srila Prabhupada said, where are you from? And this devotee, he put his arm up like this, and he said, I am coming from Vaikuntha, Srila Prabhupada. But Srila Prabhupada was so sharp, and so he answered so quickly, he's so sharp. He said, all right, where did you put on this time? Uta Ateri. You know, when a plane... Yeah. Yeah, where did you... land this time. Strongly, you know. And the other time, that was painful to me. We offer Srila Prabhupada flowers. We offer Srila Prabhupada flowers. It was the darshan in the evening. And this boy, after the darshan, Srila Prabhupada said to me, "You have to sweep the floor now." And this boy said to Srila Prabhupada, "Oh, but Srila Prabhupada, these are the flowers where the lotus feet, where was the lotus feet of the pure devotees going, that means earth like that." And you know what Srila Prabhupada did? It was painful to me because I was watching him, you know, I was close to him. Prabhupada went, "Oh, excuse me, I am not a devotee." Like this.
Oh.
It was so painful to me.
Mm.
But then, wait. It's not defeated like this.
Yes, not
I'll
easy.
Go.
I'm like.
So then Srila Prabhupada.
And they want to hear
it. Where are they? Which people?
They're
One time, I think it was 1974, and Charnar Vindam was also there for that darshan. All the devotees were there. It was a festival time before the Gaur Purnim. And there was just a hole in the ground. And Prabhupada said, "Well, why you put all this white cloth all over the floor? See how dirty it becomes." And Charnar Vindam says, "This is not dirt, Srila Prabhupada. This is the dust from the lotus feet of the devotees." And Srila Prabhupada says, "Oh yes, you are the devotee. I am not the devotee."
Having a walk. I don't know what. It was a walk in the morning in Bombay, and Srila Prabhupada saw him in a tree, and Prabhupada turned to us and he said, "Be careful, this boy is very crazy." And after he turned out to be, you know what. Okay. So, yeah, Srila Prabhupada was always full of attention for his disciples. And we was first, always, for everything. He will see our comfort and everything first. Of course, comfort was not existing, but still. So like it's a little story, but it's very warm, actually. How a great spiritual master like him, who had so much to do, who go all over the world, because many times, even our God brothers, sometimes they don't have the time. They have only 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and we understand. I don't say that to discriminate at all. But just see, it was in Bombay, and I had finished his breakfast, so I was rushing toward the beach to catch the morning walk. So, actually, the morning walk, Srila Prabhupada was coming back. It was finished. So I thought, okay, I'm going to go behind and go back to give him his breakfast. So I was with my little daughter. So Srila Prabhupada stopped next front of me and he said, "Kishori, if you are going to the to the beach now. Be very careful, because you see there, and he showed me from far, there is this house there, there is a dog, and he barks very much. And I noticed that there is a little hole in the grillage, how do you say? Yeah, in the fence. So be very careful when you go that way, because the dog may come out and bite you. So it's always attention of Srila Prabhupada for different things like this.
Details.
He will not miss any details like this. He will always remember. He will always know the details. I have two books. All that is one line for a story. It's about 170, something like this. I have another one. Srila Prabhupada used to tell Surabhi and Gudanava and Dhananjaya, he wanted them to start to make Gonitai deities. I don't know if you remember. And he said, you send them to the West, and I want them to distribute for every book one Gonitai deity. Then one of them said, but Srila Prabhupada, these people, they are eating meat and everything. He said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most merciful. Just to be there, they will get purified. So he wanted big distribution of small Gonitai deities. And he wanted that Krishna Balaram make them. It will be also a little income for Krishna Balaram, like this. I can't see. Yeah, one time I had given a meal to Srila Prabhupada, and then I came out with his plate, and there was always some remnants. And then there was Tamal Krishna, Harikesh, and another one, they jumped on me. So we all fell down, and the plates went everywhere. And then at that moment, we were all down. Fell. I don't know what happened. Then I remember that Srila Prabhupada came out of the room, and he went like this. And he said, this is the only thing you can steal, Mahaprasad, from the spiritual master. And he went to wash his hands. And I remember Tamal had his danda there, and Arikesh had his hat on. One day, Arikesh came in the kitchen, and he said to me, Kishori, come quickly, leave everything. Prabhupada is saying incredible things, you have to hear. So, when I came, Srila Prabhupada was saying that in this material world, it's always the same crew. And just like in jail, mostly the same crew of people are recidivists. They always come back. So he was saying that we all have been, the whole material world, all the people, the soul, have been of each other's brothers, mothers, husbands, wives, sisters, friends, everything. And it's always like this, from It was amazing. So then, then one moment, Srila Prabhupada went like this on the table. I don't remember why. But he started to say, oh, why my God was always envious like this of me. Then Harikesh dared to say, oh yes, Srila Prabhupada, your God brothers are so envious of you. And Prabhupada turned like this and he said to Harikesh, what are you saying? All my God brothers are coming from Vaikuntha. And disciples should never criticize the God brothers of his spiritual master. Like this. And so it's a nice... I should not have write because it disturbed me actually.
Yeah. It's in French.
Why?
I don't speak French, sorry.
I don't know why I write. It's much better when I don't. I try to be organized and I am not. So it works.
What about the Palika milk?
Yeah, and the Palika. Palika.
Palika.
Yeah, yeah. Palika, she was the ex-wife. What? What she said?
She said it's in English.
Oh yeah, okay. So that's okay. And I will learn.
Really? I don't know, there's some French in there, definitely. Okay. Or it looks it's like yes. Fine.
No, it's a French girl writing.
Yes. You came with Bhakti Kishore?
Oh yeah. So Palika, she was my friend. She was the ex-wife of Lalananda up to a certain point, because she always blocked the door when I was bringing Prabhupada milk. And she wanted to take it away from me and bring it to him. So something came to the ears of Srila Prabhupada. So one day Srila Prabhupada said to the assembly, you see this Kishori and this Palika, they will never get along. And he was laughing. Never. They are, even in Krishna Loka, they will not be on the same clan and on the same crew. So I was amazed like this. So Palika, she did not like it at all. And me, I was thinking, wow, I am really going to Krishna Loka one day. Wow. That's incredible. I will not be next to Palika. I was very simple, you know. I like little wings to my feet. But this story actually went very far. In my book, I will tell it to Srila Prabhupada. You don't even know. I became so upset with Palika. She will block the milk. She will say no milk. She will. Then I start to think, okay, I'm going to buy cow. Yeah. So I went to Bagaji and I said, give me my money. I had some money my parents sent me. He said, and first he said, your money? Yes, and my money. Give it to me now, I have something very important to do. I didn't want to tell him, actually. So he said, your money? You have something which is yours? how come? Isn't that from Krishna? Isn't that, you know? So he said, what you want to do with this money? I said, Bhagavad Gita. Balika is giving me too much trouble. You know, I told you every day. So I'm going to buy a cow now. He said, are you crazy? No, I'm going to buy my cow. Give my money immediately. And so I went, and Bhagavad Gita behind with his cane like this. What are you doing? And I was very fast, so he doesn't catch me. And I was with my son. So we went to a place to buy a cow. So then Kirtan, my son, so he said, yeah, this cow. So I saw one cow and another cow and beautiful cows, but I saw two cows who looked very sad and who was looking very ugly, actually. One had not the horse like this, but like that. And another one has a big bump here. And she was going little like this. And I thought, I'm going to buy these two cows because poor cows. Nobody will ever want them. They will mistreat them. So I'm going to get those cows. Then my son was, the man was very happy.
Yes.
And my son was saying, Mom, and this. And the man said, yes, they are giving good milk. Look. And then Kirtan was telling me, because I was afraid to go near the cow. So Kirtan was saying, Mom, they are putting water. It's not the milk. You see, there's water. I said, man, no, you are stupid. No. Believe me. I won't, you know, I was stubborn. And then I took the cow very quickly before Bishwambar come. And I go all the way. So at that time, Vrishvasi on Ramanriti was very few, and we are very known by everyone. They would love to see me with this kind of cow. And I meet Bishwambar on the way, and he went mad. He said, what is this cow you got? They are rejected cows. So, like that. So after, I heard that cows like very much sugar cane. So I came with huge things of sugar cane. So the cow was like, diarrhea. They will give one small glass of milk. So the first glass of milk I got, I was very happy. So I came from the Goshala, and guess what? To give it to Prabhupada, that's a distant palika. She cannot do anything. I have my milk. And you know what happened? That was the first time. I was going on the, you know, from the Goshala like this on the big road, and it was only grass and everything. And just like here, a huge cobra went like this. I was, and he showed him. I didn't know what to do. So I thought, doesn't matter. Palika cannot stop me to get my milk. And I said, and he didn't do anything to me. But I was very scared. It's terrible to see a cobra doing like this.
Yeah.
Oh, like that. So I came and Prabhupada got to me. But Srila Prabhupada, he never knew that. So I will tell him in the book. I tell you, yeah. So, but just to show you how much we wanted to serve Srila Prabhupada. About Pishima was such a real devotee, just pure devotee. She was living with her children, with her family. And nobody could stop her to with her brother or anything. So like I, at that time I will serve her. We made a nice relation. But when Srila Prabhupada was coming, I just damped her. Oh, you say damped my service to her. So she would tease. She was teasing like her brother. So she would be sitting where I would go to Srila Prabhupada's kitchen, and she would be like this, and she would catch my leg. She said, "No, no, no. Prabhupada's service, ne, Pishima. Pishima, no, no." And I will go like this. And one day she said, "Okay, Kishori, come, we go Govindaji Mandir." So the rickshaw was very small at that time. She was very fatty, and I was not so, but... So we got so a small rickshaw like this. So we go to Govindaji, it was our favorite deity, Mandir. And then we came back, Raman Reti. We can only hear the noise of the bicycle. There was no noise. There was nothing. There was only some kartals, trees, grass, a few hours, and you hear that noise and the heat, everything. Then suddenly, Pishima, she grabbed me like this.
Oh.
And she started to cry and cry and cry.
Uh-huh.
And she started to go like this.
Uh-huh.
Too much ça, mais she started to say, toi, t'es si bien et tout. Moi, je ne vaux rien, je suis... Ré... Oh, ça... ça est... Yes, and yes, Govindji, tomorrow, kick me out of Vrindavan. I have to go, and you are staying. So I start to cry like crazy with her. So we was like this, and the rickshaw start to cry. And he start to stop, and he take his turban, and then he was giving his German to us. Like this. Yeah. Huh?
Sweet.
Yeah. Again?
Yes.
Oh, before that, I will tell something about I was Akhil Shah Prabhupada showed me how to mop the floor. He did to other devotees, I think, also. And that day I was mopping the floor and he called for Yamuna. Maybe he was there at that time. So Yamuna got the great idea. Actually, she wanted to serve devotees. But she got it without... shaking on with Srila Prabhupada. So she made very good friend with the Radharaman temple Goswami. And there was one Goswami specially. I don't remember his name. Anyway, she decided to write a letter to all the devotees in the world who was coming to the opening of Krishna Balaram Mandir. And she told them, so you will be able to take Gopal mantra from this Goswami, so you can for worshipping the deity. So I was mopping the floor and Srila Prabhupada called her. And he started to scold her, actually. What is this, Yamuna? What is this? Gopal mantra? I have given you everything. You know everything about worshipping the deities. What is this? Calling someone to initiate with Gopal mantra? This is rubbish. So now you call Gurudas and you write letters to all the temples that no one will get this Gopal mantra. So Srila Prabhupada was how can I say in English? He did not. He was not shy to keep us for him. You know, it was wonderful. Actually, he was showing his hand on us. You are mine, and I am yours, and that's all. Like this, it was great love sensation like this.
The Gopal mantra is the sixth line of Gayatri Prabhupada gave us.
Okay.
We didn't have to get it anywhere else.
And they also wanted to put little toys of silver, and Srila Prabhupada didn't say no, I said. The Namkin story, you sure?
Yes.
Okay, okay. That was the very beginning where when Srila Prabhupada asked me to cook. So I was cooking in Amsterdam, which was thousands of hippies. And, don't forget, I will say the initiation story, because it's incredible. So then, I was cooking like 400, 120 hippies every day. Srila Prabhupada came and he was very happy. So this is Amsterdam story, it will be for another day. But, so I had the reputation to be a very good cook, they were saying. So when I sat in the kitchen of Srila Prabhupada, I wanted to give him good cooking. So I start, he had this plate, and I start to put full katori in the plate. Full of katori. And I make so many preparations. After a few days, Satswaroop Maharaj came. He said, Srila Prabhupada is calling you. And it was very difficult to make the preparation because we cook only with the wood. There was nothing else, very hot, very, very hot. It was a difficult task. So Srila Prabhupada called me and he said with a strong voice, what is all this? I was thinking he would tell me, wow, how nice it is. He said, what is all this? Like on oil. I don't answer. Then he said, what is the use of all this preparation? It struck me. So I start from 1, 2, 3, like this. And at the end, it's all cold. I don't need all this. I feel so embarrassed, so shame, so hurt. So I went back in the kitchen, and that demon in me came up. It's me, the demon. And said, wow, I work so hard, I do so much, and Srila Prabhupada is not appreciating. Because it's not easy. It is easy when Srila Prabhupada wants. Otherwise, it's impossible to be close to a pure devotee. Only if he wants, you can be happy, you can be not embarrassed and all this. But a few times, I noticed that you can feel very dirty, very strange, completely embarrassed. Only by his grace and his mercy, he removes things. I don't know what he's doing. But then you even forget he's your guru sometimes, and it is very sweet. But that day, it was the very beginning that he engaged me in his personal service, and he was eating what I was cooking. So I heard that, but then I heard a sweet voice, what, by Krishna's grace, what you know, guided me. So, because I was starting to be a great offender to a pure devotee, chastising him. So, that sweet voice said, what do you want now? Do you want to be a great cook, to show what you are a great cook? Or do you want to learn how to be a servant? And I realized that because I was always actually thinking that I was serving. I liked to do service for everyone, or for the family, everyone, always. So I was thinking that I knew how to serve, but not at all. So then you serve the desire of your master. That's all. So I offer my offices alone like this, and I promise to myself to never, never give anything to Srila Prabhupada that he doesn't ask me. So I started to be very strict. Okay. So later on, we, for the construction, had to sometime, not me, but travel and to go for marble, to go for in Rajasthan. And that time Gunanava and my husband told me, come with us. I was never going out. And Srila Prabhupada, they had asked to Srila Prabhupada, can we eat in the restaurant, Srila Prabhupada? Srila Prabhupada said, all right, if you have to go and walk, you can, but you eat quickly, you pay quickly, and you go quickly. So, they was very, I didn't know LMB, they were so happy to go, still enjoy the meal in LMB. Because here in Vrindavan, we used to eat like almost 2 months of cauliflower, and then 2 months of kharbuz. Huh? And we had 2 rupees a day at first. For budget, each devotee had 2 rupees and a half glass of milk and 1 full glass for my daughter. So we had to cook the season thing and the cheapest. So it was great to go in that LMB best restaurant of Jaipur. But we start to eat quite quickly and go out. But then when I come out myself, I see a big counter full of sweets and namkins. You know what is namkins? Could you tell what is namkins?
Yeah, it's like chickpea flour with spices, salt. They're savories. Like chudi.
No, or chedwa, boa. Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
And I saw one salty preparation which appealed to me very much. All those I had been eating, I bought some and eat it. And then immediately I thought, wow, this is so good. Prabhupada has to taste it. I have to. So we went back, and about 1 week later, not even, Srila Prabhupada arrived. So I was thinking, how am I doing it? because I don't want to give him something he doesn't ask, but I want to give him this because it's so good. He will like it. He will feel happy to eat this test. But like oven test. So, still I made some. And then after, when it comes to put it in the plate, I promise you, I wanted to put it in a way that he see it and he doesn't see it at the same time. I don't know, something was. I was so scared. So I bring the plate to Srila Prabhupada and I go in the kitchen. Not even 2 minutes later, Satswabu come. And Satswabu was not a smiley person. He was always like, so, Prabhupada is calling you. I thought, that's it. I am going to be chastised. So I came. And Srila Prabhupada said, yeah, that's a lie again. And they won't like it.
No,
so.
Don't enjoy like anything.
Okay. So, then Srila Prabhupada asked me this question. Where did you learn that preparation? And immediately I saw, my God, after having been very fast, eating fully in LMB, I bought this by gourmandise, I don't know what to say, extra. I cannot tell him. And from the... And Prabhupada said, everything is rotten in the market. Wow! So then I lie, fully. I said, Srila Prabhupada, it is bonafide, it is bonafide. Prabhupada said, bonafide? What you mean? Yes, yes, it is bonafide. I learned this preparation in Govindaji Mandir, in Jaipur. Prabhupada said, like this. So I went, and I didn't know if he liked it or not yet. Then he called me again. He said, how do you make this preparation? So then I told him, and then I went back in the kitchen, and he called me again. And he said, it is so good. Kishori, call immediately Arisori. Because I want you to teach him how to make this preparation. And I want to take it all over the world with me. And he will make it every meal. I thought, wow, Prabhupada is taking me with him all over the world. He said, get Arisori immediately. So Arisori came. Arisori didn't like to cook. Plus he had so much to do. And he was so not happy at all. Prabhupada said, you go immediately with her in the kitchen. But Prabhupada, I have to, immediately you go and you learn this preparation. And you make it to me every noon. Oh, he looked me very furious, I saw it. So, we went in the kitchen and I don't know. And it was a long time preparation. So, next is that. Few months later, but more than ever, maybe 3 months at least. It's incredible because I had to go to Bombay to receive Srila Prabhupada and cook for him. And when Srila Prabhupada arrived and he went to sit in his room, he had done so many temples around, so many headaches, so many things to manage and everything. But when I came in the room, I was offering my obeisances. First thing is, very sorry immediately. Because he's not making this preparation as good as you do. So call him, take him in the kitchen and teach him immediately. So I thought he came. And then, you know, I realized that actually he was a gift. All this given to me because I had surrendered. That day, I was such a raw devotee, not even a devotee, still I am a student, but I was so bad and surrender to be willing to learn how to become a servant. And it came to me like a gift or something like this. All of this, it was a reward that Srila Prabhupada had been taking these namkins. So I was thinking, so he was thinking of me. So, you know, like this. Only love with Prabhupada. No salary, no this, no that, nothing.
Initiation.
Okay.
You want to do this tomorrow?
As you like.
Yes.
If you want.
Anybody disagree?
As you like.
Huh?
He wants to know the recipe.
So you have pen and paper?
No, I don't have
your computer. Yeah. You know that for more than 36 years, these things, I had to take care of, there was big havoc in France. I had to take care alone of all my family, and when this havoc came, I was without money, nothing. And it was a terrible situation. But, so I had to work very hard to feed the children and grandchildren even. So every evening I will go to rest, and I promise you, every evening, it's like I just say like this because we need word of material word to say that. So this is the only thing I can say, but it's more than that. So it will be like I had a television inside, and I could choose a program. So I would close my eyes and I would think of something like I was telling you. And immediately I would come to Vrindavan and meet Prabhupada in his room, wherever. And he would be there. I would be there. And it was real, like real. And I would completely live again this. Otherwise, I could not give the details like this, because this is 37 years ago, and I have not such a good memory. Shloka, very difficult for me to remember. I don't even try to learn them. I had no time at that time. I read the books. I really read the books. I love to read the books for hours, seven, but not to learn the shloka. I had no time, so much hard work to do. But this, I could see, I can see everything, all details. And I went through so much difficulties, many times, all these years. Well, 37 years, everybody goes through difficulties. Every time, Srila Prabhupada came. So he can come any time, for anyone, if we call him. This is very clear. Very, very clear. Unbelievable, even. Sometimes too strong, even. That one time, he came so sweetly, because I was going through so much hard time with one president who treated the devotees like nothing. So I defended devotees. Then he started to do terrible things. But Krishna was purifying. Yes. At the same time, I could see two things. I could even see that, he's beating me. But he doesn't know. Krishna put his stick in his hand, actually, to purify me. That's the only way I could, be strong. And one time, so Srila Prabhupada come so lovingly, that actually it was like Prabhupada was there and Krishna was there, but I could not see him, but I could feel he was there. And then there was a bead bag, like shiny bead bag. Yeah. And that's the start where I understood in the big importance of chanting, you know. And I got some attachment to chanting. So it was so strong. Srila Prabhupada told me, now if you want me, you ask Krishna. And if you want Krishna, you ask me. And this bead bag was there. And actually, that was in a dream. So I wake up and I was in tears. And I look at Prabhupada's picture, but I could not. It was like I was going to melt. It was too strong. Then I started to say, oh no, I just want to wash the floor, to wash the dishes. I just want to. It was too strong love from Srila Prabhupada. And then I decided, oh, I must be crazy now. I'm turning crazy. So I'm going to see the doctor. So I went to the doctor. And I was sitting in the waiting room. There was many people. And I was thinking what I'm going to tell him and what he's going to say. He's going to say, oh, you're mourning. Your spiritual master is not... He died long time ago, and you don't do your mourning properly. That's why, and things like that, and then I heard a voice telling me, "But Vaishnav never died." So then immediately I stand up and I went and I started to chant Hare Krishna, but just to say that Srila Prabhupada, he is here. Is we are in separation, and if you don't meet him, you are in separation. But he is here, because we also was experiencing a lot of separation from Srila Prabhupada, because he used to come. You can imagine how we feel in the with the association physically with a pure devotee. So when he goes, it's very cruel. Me, I used to see that so cruel. And I can never forget Prabhupada going like this, not turning, just going. And then we had so much feeling of separation that we cry. Sometimes we go on the floor and we feel so bad. But so we had immediately... it's very special because immediately we started to plan and to start to preach, to do something, so we are not separate. Otherwise we think we die or we go depressed or we are useless, we could not move even. So then Srila Prabhupada immediately will come in the heart again. That's how we talk together. And you know what also? That I realized that Srila Prabhupada never told us he was a pure devotee. Never. How could we start to worship him as a pure devotee with all our heart and so much love? And then, like when Prabhupada was saying that you will see that moon rising, then I could feel that Srila Prabhupada had been rising in our heart. Not by the books, not by the philosophy. That was a great, great mercy. But rising himself in our heart. And it was very contagious. So if we had only one who had this rising like this, he would give it to all of us. You cannot avoid it. It was just all day Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada said, Prabhupada said, Prabhupada said. And still I am feeling that Srila Prabhupada is still rising like this. So I was thinking that we have problems in the West with many temples of that, that if we put Prabhupada as much possible in the center, even our godbrothers are spiritual master, of course, through your godbrother, if you have spiritual master, but they always think of Prabhupada anyway. So they would be very happy if there is this great, how do you say, effort to always, always remember Prabhupada, so we can again attract so many devotees to come in ISKCON. Huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you think so? So, if you know, Parvati, you have a shift today.
I think it's better that we start again tomorrow.
Okay. What about questions? Anybody ask any questions? Yeah.
She's asking if anybody has any questions. He did ask. No, but he asked for the recipe.
Well, I think I'm going to write this recipe and give it tomorrow, or you wanted to hear. I can write it tonight. And somebody make copy, and who wants, get it. Okay?
Yeah, that's better.
Huh?
Wonderful. And the sutra.
What?
Recipe for sutra? Sutra?
Yeah, this is the one. And the napkin, the other napkin also. Okay.
She just was telling wonderful stories at the Vaishnavi retreat at Jatipura, so we've all gotten a head start on you. It's been quite nectarine.
Yeah, I will talk about initiation and London and opening of that temple in the old garage where Prabhupada came. Thousands of hippies. Hippies devotees, actually, they would chant. But stinking like anything. You will see. That's folklore. Folklore, we said? Folklore?
Yes,
folkloric.
Same. Folklore is also folklore. Yeah, okay.
I
don't understand the aspect.
Folklore.
Okay.
Folklore. Yeah.
So we come again at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Arigo.
Thank you so much, Sherry.